2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Okay, wherever you are right now, I want you to pretend there's an imaginary steering wheel in front of you and hold on to it as if you're driving. Ready? Go.
9 and 2? 9 and 1?
10 and 2.
10 and 2?
No hands, because I like to be dangerous.
knees, all knees.
Yeah, I just have, write it about 5 o'clock, between 5 and 4. That's my one hand. That's where I hold the steering wheel.
I do 9 o'clock with my left hand, elbow on the armrest.
Mm-hmm.
And my hand goes up, reaches the crossbar. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. I do about when I'm driving, because I learned how to drive on a stick, so I really only ever drove with one hand. Mm-hmm. So it's at about 9 o'clock, and then the other one's sitting on the console.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
That's for the radio.
I start around 2, and then the longer the drive, it slopes down.
Yeah. So
you drive right-handed.
Let me modify my answer. So when I'm in bad weather or if, for whatever reason, that's the 10 and 2. I have both hands on the steering wheel. But
it could be hurricaning out, and I'd still only have one hand on the wheel.
No. Two fingers at best.
I will say, though, and when I'm relaxed and I'm on the highway, it's left hand on the armrest and right hand with the wrist over 12 o'clock, like that.
I don't get that. Then how do you change the radio station? And how do you play with the air conditioning?
I let go of the wheel altogether.
Oh, this is awesome.
No, you drive left-handed. Okay, so we drove up to the funeral the other day. Mm-hmm. Scary and I carpooled. And it was a slight drizzle, maybe a mist, maybe.
I was 10 and 2-ing.
He was 10 and 2-ing, but squeezing the steering wheel where his hand imprints were permanently into the rubber, leather, steering wheel, whatever.
He was white-knucking it.
His elbows never bent. It was like he was in an Indy car.
Have you ever driven on the Taconic?
I had one hand on the wheel.
It's a two-lane, windy parkway for cars, and it's windy and twisty.
So you don't have power steering? You need both full-strength arms to turn the wheel?
It's very strong.
They're narrow lanes. There's only two of them, and cars are going really fast on that damn thing.
Am I the only person where if I'm in a car as a passenger and I see the driver with two hands on the wheel, I assume they don't know how to drive very well?
That's what I did. That's what I assumed he can't control his new car.
I'm sorry, Scary, but it's
a relatively new car. He's right. And the Lexus doesn't have the same feel as the BMW.
Okay.
It's a different ride.
It's very different.
What a bougie name drop, by the way.
Yeah. My Lexus. One expensive car is not the same ride as the other expensive car. To prove that it's a new car made me feel less safe.
Why?
Everything I said to him, I go, what does that do? What is that knob for? He goes, I don't know. He didn't know how to pull up the radio. He had the Waze on the navigation. He pulled up his app on the navigation screen. He goes, oh, I wonder who sings this song. We should Shazam it. I said, why don't you just hit the radio button? I don't know what that is. I don't know how to get back to the radio.
Really? Well, I mean, in all fairness, your commute's about 4 minutes every day. So. Right.
Yeah, but the radio button.
I didn't know where it was.
He works in radio.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was.
There's a lot going on. I appreciated you giving me a ride the other day, Scary.
Thank you, Gandhi.
Whilst we were in the car, though, on multiple occasions, he was like, sorry, I'm being a douche. That was a douche move. And he crosses over like 4 lanes of traffic and 2 wheels it onto an exit. I'm like, damn it, Scary. So I appreciate that you were holding on to the 10 and the 2. You needed both hands.
He got the brights a few times because we were in the left lane.
Oh, really?
And this one guy in an Audi SUV gave him the brights. He's like, oh, fuck this guy. I'm not speeding up. I'm not pulling over. Fuck him.
Fuck this guy.
And so he kept to get somewhere. He was in my way.
The ultimate asshole move was Greg T.
What did he do?
We were
riding up together. He was on the phone with us, and he was near us. He was kind of like behind us, right? And he goes, Scary. He goes, you got a cop on your ass. I'm like, oh, my God.
And then Scary says, I see him. Crap.
Then I move over, and it was Greg T behind me, and he pulled ahead of me. He goes, sucker.
I kind of respect that move.
But here's awesome. The thing. If you're going to be a douche when you drive, you have to be a douche, right? Scary is a douche to this guy in the Audi, right? Finally, after like 5 or 10 minutes, decides he's going to let him go by. So as the guy goes by, I give him a dirty look. Don't do that! No! You'll make him mad! Don't give him a dirty look!
It's my car we're driving. I don't need to throw fucking rocks at my hood.
Because, I have a pail full of rocks in the passenger seat of my car.
See, when I start a fight with another driver, my move is to be the last move before I get off.
Right.
So I make the move of shooting the finger, knowing I'm getting off right there, because there's no way of him coming back unless he reverses on a, right. a major highway.
Brody does that in traffic, so you see the person seven times.
Okay, so the, so the guy comes up like later on the same road. I see him coming up on the right, my side of the car. I go, oh, scary, that asshole's coming up on the right side. Don't look at him! Don't, Brody, don't look at him! Don't embarrass me! Don't, he can be crazy! So I turn my head. He doesn't see my face. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What if he had a fucking Glock and he fucking looks
yeah. fucking Glock.
He just pulls down the window.
He's going to pull his nine out
yeah,
on you?
Yeah.
We're not in Florida. It's okay.
He was a, he was like Florida. A 60-year-old gray-haired white guy. And he's like, dude, the guy's going to be crazy.
Well, he's tailgating me. Should I have slammed on the brakes?
I would. That's what I do.
I think we figured out the second worst driver on the show, and it's scary because Danielle's not here.
Oh, Danielle!
So we, by default, go to the second worst driver.
Okay, Skier, you want to tell them how you have a nav system, but you yell at the nav and don't believe it?
The navigation, yeah.
He's like, same, he does the same thing to Uber drivers.
Oh, I don't believe it's true.
He does it to humans.
It's telling me to get off here. I'm not getting off! It says to get off! Yeah, get off. I can't. They can't read it.
When you're navigating Westchester roads... It turns you around in 10 different directions because there's like 50 ways to get to the same place.
Uh-huh.
And my ways was going crazy. It was like, go here. No, go here. Oh, we saved your time. Go here. And I'm like, this is a physical possibility. Why does it want me to go this
way? We missed three exits.
Listen, you were nice enough to drive. I appreciate it. You got me there in one piece. What? When we came home, cool. That's fine. Whatever you want to do to risk my life is fine.
Okay, thank you, Gandhi.
That was passive aggressive. She said he risked her life, though.
He did. No, I'm just saying, I always laugh at this when like someone does something nice for somebody else. So you were nice. You drove a bunch of people to Danielle's dad's funeral, and you drove a bunch of people home. And instead of us just being like, hey, thanks, that was great. We're all like, fuck you, and you're fucking driving. Oh, you missed the exits. You put my life in danger.
I have an idea.
I drove 90 minutes in each direction 2 days in a row.
2 days, you did. And you wouldn't accept gas money.
On tomorrow's podcast, we'll talk about all the good things he does when he drives. That'll be entertaining.
Jesus. Nice.
Speaking of all the good things that have happened, I know Gandhi wanted to do something else on the podcast today.
Yeah, I need your help with something, all of you. So I'm trying to come up with a list of all of the hilarious things that Danielle missed when she was out so that she has like things to laugh at when she comes back.
Skeery's driving.
Skeery's driving. Definitely one of them. Skeery's actually on this list that I already have a few times, but I wanted to know from you guys within the last week or so what the funniest things to you were. Like things, it doesn't even have to be on the air stuff, like off the air stuff that made you laugh that Danielle needs to know.
Can you go through the list you have and then we can add on?
Yes. So a lot of it, well, some of it is from our podcast yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So we have Person X jerking off into coat sleeves. I thought she'd really like that. Somebody, we didn't even talk about this on the air, but somebody in our little area found out that their boyfriend had a threesome.
Yes.
Lost
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like forever changed the relationship. I feel that Danielle needs to know that.
Uh-huh. First of all, on that note,
yes.
We'll call him Person Y. Why,
could be a her.
Her, right.
I did
why
say boyfriend.
Should she, why should she be upset over finding that out? I mean, if the past is the past.
I think that it was one of those things where she's like, how could I not know this? Number one. Mm-hmm. And then number two, she has an aggressive curiosity. She can't just ask a question. She has to like pepper you with questions immediately. All the things that run to her head just come right out of her mouth. So it was like he wasn't answering them the way she wanted.
I think it also makes you look at that person differently. If you've known them for a while and they've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
So I think it's weird that it's finally coming out now.
Scary,
but
saying-
had she ever asked? Before.
I don't know.
Yeah, so.
Skeery, you say the past is the past. You're very good about that.
I'm very good
about
that.
But if you found out Robin was in a circle jerk, you'd be fine with it.
Whatever happened.
Wait, in the middle of the circle or around?
Oh, yeah, right in the middle.
Weird if she did like
three guys. What? Same time.
At the same
Again,
time? Okay.
Whatever happened in her past is her business.
Oh, come on.
Okay. No,
I call bullshit on that.
No, bullshit.
I believe Skeery. I've never seen him hold a grudge of something from the past.
What if it was a threesome with Nate and Garrett?
I mean...
don't go against what you just said.
Oh, no, you can change your mind.
Past is the past. Past
is
the past.
There's really nothing?
There's very little. Okay, most things.
Oh, so there's very little, so there is something.
Most things
we found the line.
Me.
We found
most
the line.
Like, we all know that girl who had to, like, change high schools because something crazy happened at a party.
But this person, right? Yes.
What if that was Robin?
No.
Okay.
What if Robin says to you over dinner one night, it's your anniversary, you've been together like 10 years, she's going to scare, I have to say, I've grown a lot in my life. I'm not into bukkake anymore.
Yeah. Used to love it.
Doesn't now bother you?
It doesn't bother me.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite male singer?
I mean, well, currently, I mean, I love Ed Sheeran these days.
No, hers.
Hers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What if she did the Beastie Boys? All three of them.
She likes Britney Spears.
No.
Male.
I don't
male. Know.
The Weeknd.
Whatever. Kay. The Weeknd. I don't know. Yeah.
Fat Joe.
So let's say she spent a weekend with Fat Joe.
I got no problem with that.
Maybe that's a bad answer.
Big Pun. In his heyday.
You guys, what happened to the list?
Big Smalls.
Aren't we making a list for Danielle?
Okay, you want me to keep going?
This is hurting.
Wow.
Okay, well, Robin's very lucky. You're very forgiving.
But I just don't want to know about this person. Why? Because I know who the person is that we're talking about. And she, I don't understand why she has an issue with it.
I think she'll get over it. It was just like a temporary
type
of thing. It's her reaction was really funny.
Where you thought you knew someone and no, I guess I didn't know this person.
Yeah, so that'll make Danielle laugh and laugh and laugh.
I think it will make her laugh a little bit.
What else?
Also, she'll ask a bunch of questions. I'm not sure if she's seen all the cake fart videos that we all enjoyed together.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's disgusting. Yeah. I do not condone the cake farts.
But she'll laugh.
So me, Froggy, and Gandhi and Elvis are walking into the elevator on Tuesday. We're leaving. So Froggy screams out, "Hey, Elvis, did you see the cake fart video?" And the elevator doors open. Two guys in suits just standing there going,
"The fuck?"
By the way, those are the exact guys that pay for cake farts.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's why they were traumatized.
To put herself through college, Robin filmed cake fart videos.
Yes.
But
oh, my God.
She put herself through college.
Yeah.
And it's in the past.
No student debt.
Oh, my God. But still on the internet.
Would you eat the cake?
Stop it.
I love Robin so much.
Let's keep going.
Scary would eat the cake.
Can we keep going?
All right. Back to yesterday's podcast, Scotty B jerking off on a shag carpet of a coworker, and that what he jerked off to was motorcycle chicks with dicks.
Yeah.
That's pretty hilarious. Yeah. Scary's whole now I'm open for business conversation. Yeah,
that's hilarious. She'll love that.
She will.
Open for business.
Should we talk about what we're talking about?
Open for business? Well, yeah.
Scary's open for business.
I took a 2-day hiatus from posting sales things and client. I mean, we were all together. We were at the Danielle's dad's wake. We were at the funeral. We were all, you know, it was just a weird time. And I was, I was feeling some sort of way. But then yesterday came along and we were back to work and I'm like, all right, Scary Jones is open for business.
And then he acted like he was a shop opener opening his shop.
I'm pulling up,
opening the front door.
Roll down and turning the neon sign on. We're open.
By the way, at one point during the wake, he leans over and says, "What's the right filter for a wake? Is puppy too much?"
I just like that he addressed himself in third person as he said, "Scary Jones, open for business."
Right, he is a business. He's an enterprise.
Take a look at my Instagram. The only thing that I posted in those 48 hours were four of us toasting with coffee cups in a boomerang.
You know what Jay-Z said?
Very nice.
He's not a businessman.
He's a businessman.
I'm going to be real honest here, Scary.
That's a great line.
These last three things all have to do with you. So one was Scary Jones, open for business, because that's hilarious, and she'll laugh at that. The other one was how you were talking about how funerals are a great place to pick up chicks.
We did this on the air.
I know, but Danielle might not have heard it, so I'm just trying to make sure she's up to date.
I think that's a good one. And then we had that big conversation, and it was basically not just men picking up women picking up men, women picking up women, and men picking up men. You just got to be equal, you know, equal opportunity for all. But
picking
the truth is, your guard is down, you're vulnerable, you're volatile, anything can happen. It's like a stock.
What's next?
And then the last thing that I have is, I'm not sure that all of you know about this, but Scary pulled me to the side the other day to ask me a question about Indian people and their anatomy, because he heard that Indian people have bad livers and we can't digest alcohol the way other races can.
Have you met Gandhi?
When we go places, because of our bad livers, we cause a lot of trouble. Well, and when there are a lot of Indians, there's extra security.
You validated this by saying that Indians are known for having smaller livers.
No, I said pancreas.
Oh, small.
I said we have a propensity for diabetes because our pancreas is
Okay, so here's what I heard
in
a nutshell.
But then he said, but I heard about the livers, though.
This is what I heard.
Okay.
This could be wrong, okay, but I heard from party promoters and club owners and bar guys that said whenever there was a party with a big Indian population, with a lot of Indian people there, they would hire extra bouncers because there was a propensity for more fistfights because they said, again, this is not me talking, I'm not giving a fact, I'm saying this is what I've been told in the industry.
What you had heard was.
What I had heard was they hire more bouncers because apparently when the liquor hits in an Indian population in a big party like that, the guys especially have a tendency to fist fight And it, they say it gets nasty and extra ugly. So they have to call in more security and hire more bouncers.
Extra.
I don't know if this is true.
But let me ask you this.
I don't know.
He also told me they stopped selling Bombay gin.
Then they go to funerals and pick up women.
No, you know, listen, I'm not stating facts.
I know.
I'm telling you.
You did ask a question.
I'm telling you what club owners and bar people have told me about why they have extra security at those events.
Okay, real quickly, everybody close your eyes. Think of the last fight you saw. Was it Indian people?
No.
No.
Who's a white guy?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.